Thursday, 5th of Teve is 29th of December. Rabbi Shmuley Noe Shlita, Ha'ochel B'Shuk. This week's Torah we have been sponsored L'Ilu Nishmas Rav Pinchas Yosef Ben Shmuel Zichron Levracha, on the Shloshim of the late Mr. Paul Levine Zichron Levracha, a regular Torah Wave participant of many years, and also by family Rosenberg on the 6th Yard side of Mrs. Chamsha Rosenberg Olei HaSholem, L'Ilu Nishmas Alta Chana Nechabas Rabbi Nachum Eliez Olei HaSholem, whose Yard site was yesterday.
Morning, everyone. So I apologize for the confusion. There was a misunderstanding exactly what the topic would be about. It was advertised as Bishul Akum, but in fact I was going to be speaking about Ha'ochel B'Shuk. So apologies for anyone who's a bit thrown this morning and was expecting something completely different. So we know the Torah tells us many halachos about what a person is allowed to eat, many halachos of kashrus and of shchita, bosa b'cholov, Bishul Akum as well. But the Torah, besides telling us what a person is allowed to eat, also gives halachas and discusses how a person is allowed to eat and in what fashion a person is allowed to eat. The Knesset Cheskel of Radonsk brings a remez from this week's parasha about the inyan of how a person should eat. He says when Yehuda was speaking to Yosef HaTzadik and he was telling him about the conversation between him and Yaakov Avinu about going down to Mitzrayim and trying to get food for them so they shouldn't die in the famine. So Yehuda tells Yosef, our father told us, Shuvu, please return to Mitzrayim and Shivru lo namat oichel and go and buy for us a little bit of food. So the Knesset Cheskel says, he finds a remez in this pasuk of the way a person should eat. He says, Shuvu, if a person wants to do tshuva, if a person wants to return, if a person wants to become closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then Shivru lo, we need to break ourselves a little bit, amat oichel, eat a little bit less. Don't be so megushim dig, don't be drowning in achila. Shuvu, if you want to become closer and return to Kodesh Baruch Hu, mat oichel, should be a little bit less. So throughout the Torah and Chazal, there's many halachas of how a person should eat. And one of those halachas is Ha'ochel B'Shuk. Somebody who eats in the marketplace is, we've heard the sayings, Doime Lekelev, is comparable to a dog. We've heard the sayings, Posel Eidos. So Mishan, this morning we're going to discuss the halachas of Ha'ochel B'Shuk. What constitutes an Ha'ochel B'Shuk? What's considered somebody eating in the marketplace? What's considered Ha'ochel? What's considered a Shuk? And we will, Mitzvah Shem, see the halachos around this topic this morning. So we'll begin with the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem Amud Beis. The Gemara says at the end of the Omer, Ton Rabbonon, the Rabbonon learned, Ha'ochel B'Shuk, somebody who eats in the marketplace, Harezeh Doima Lekelev, is comparable to a dog. It's a Gemara, end of the Daf Mem Amud Beis in Kedushin. V'yesh Omrim, other people add as well, Posel Eidos, he's actually also Posel Eidos. And the Gemara continues and says that we paskin like the Yesh Omrim, that we say that somebody who eats in the Shuk, not only is he actually Domei Lekelev, he's also Posel Eidos. So to understand the comparison between Ha'ochel B'Shuk and a Kelev, we have two Mahalchim. The Marsha and the Gemara in over there in Kedushin says, the reason why it's Domei Lekelev, says the Marsha, is that every human has a place where he eats at his dining room, his kitchen, in his living room. But Kelev, wherever Kelev goes, he's walking down the road, in the park, wherever Kelev happens to be, he's always sniffing out food, always looking for something extra to eat. So a person who eats wherever he is, walking around, is Domei Lekelev, he's behaving in the same way as a Kelev behaves. Yeah.
Posel Eidos, what does that cover?
Right, so we'll get there. And Kelev, another reason why is Domei Lekelev is the Maral. Maral writes that when Chazal wants to give a comparison to somebody who's low, somebody who's not, doesn't have much self-respect or much dignity, Chazal always picked the Kelev as the animal to symbolize somebody who's not on the highest madriga possible. Maral says that a Kelev who are pochus v'ashofun mikol bal chai, the Kelev is the lowliest of all animals, v'rochik min ha'odam, it's the furthest away from a human being, and therefore Chazal picked a Kelev to compare this person to, if he's behaving in the way that a dignified human being shouldn't be behaving, we'll pick a Kelev as an example. So, exactly what means posel eidos, so pashtus, this includes anything. It would include kedushin, it would include gittin, it would include monetary disputes between two people in a beis din. This person would be posel eidos full stop, no matter which type of eidos it is. Now, the Rabbi Yosef Engel, in the back of the Gemara, says this is halacha also for ladies. It doesn't only apply to men who are actually giving eidos. It's actually a halacha of the way a person is meant to behave and the way a person is meant to act. Yes, we say it's posel eidos, but it doesn't mean somebody could say, okay, I'm a lady, I'm not giving eidos anyway, or I don't want to give eidos. It's halacha the way a person is meant to behave.
Does it include on Friday night saying vayichulu with someone?
That's a good question. I don't know how the halacha, how far the chi of eidos goes for vayichulu.
I don't think it's eidos.
Raichulu Friday night. You have to be mamash a kosher. You have to go around shul picking the person who's actually the kosher eid. So why is a person who actually eats in the marketplace a posel eidus? So we understand the comparison to a keleb. But why do we go so far and to say he's actually posel eidus? So Rashi there in Kedushin says the reason is hoil ve'ein makbid al kvoide, since he isn't particular or careful about his own dignity and respect. So we're worried that perhaps his eidus won't be true as well. Now the Rishonim explain, and Rabban Kotler in Mishnah Sirbaran discusses this in more detail, that the way we know a person saying the truth, or the driving force to push a person to only speak truth, is his self-respect and dignity. So if a person thinks to himself, it's beneath me to lie, I can only speak the truth. If a person is lacking in self-respect, or a person is lacking in dignity, to the extent he's willing to walk down the road eating a sandwich whilst walking down the road, then how do we know that he also has enough self-respect to make sure he only says the truth? Now, Rabban Kotler brings a proof to this idea from a Gemara on Shabbos. The Gemara on Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph, says that we know Eile Metzias, if you find a lost item, you always have to get simonim in order to get the item back. If you lose your phone, your wallet, you always have to give certain simonim to prove that it's yours. But the Gemara says that Talmud Chacham doesn't have to give any simonim. A Talmud Chacham can just look at the item and say, that's mine, I recognize it, Tvias Ayin, and with that he can take the item with no simonim at all. Now what constitutes a Talmud Chacham? What's considered a Talmud Chacham that we know we can trust his word at face value? Says the Gemara, somebody who's careful the way he looks. Somebody who's careful that his choluk, his garment shouldn't be the wrong way around. Rashi says because then he'd be embarrassed if he's wearing something inside out. So we see, says Rabban Kotler, that the way we know if somebody's truthful and saying the truth is by how dignified, in which kind of dignified manner they carry themselves in public. And if they don't, then we're already not sure whether they're even worried about being caught out as a liar. I heard a story on this note. The domestic liaison of Vizhnitz, the son of the Harvest Yisrael, he was a Rosh Hashiva in Vizhnitz, and he was once walking down the road Erev Shabbos, and he saw a bocher, one of his talmidim, who had done the Shabbos shopping, and he was carrying home the rolls and the challis and the apples and the meat for Shabbos. And whilst he was walking, he was munching and eating along the way. The domestic liaison, who was known for his chinuch and how careful he was with the covered and the respect of every bocher, he went up to the bocher and he says, "What does the Gemara in Kedushin say?" So the Bacha says, I don't know, what does the Gemara say? So the Rebbe said to him, it says, "Oichel, oichel b'shuk." So the Bacha says, I don't know, oichel b'shuk. So the Rebbe says, "Oichel b'shuk, doima le." So the Bacha says, doima le melech. So the domestic leader says, my dear Bacha, please when you go home, check the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Mem Amud Beis, and you'll see the doima. Now, this story shows how careful the domestic liaison was not to just shout at this bocher and tell him off in public. But there's also a deeper lesson in this story, is that we are all doyma lemelech. Every single yid, we are b'nei melochim. And the reason why a person shouldn't eat in the shuk, and the reason why a person would become posel eidus, is because he'll lose the b'nei melochim, and he will no longer be a doyma lemelech, and then he'll be a doyma lekeleb. And that's why a person needs to be careful in the way he behaves in public. So what exactly does it mean, posel eidus, oichel b'shuk? What's included in these halachas? Does it depend what you eat, how you eat, when you eat? So this halacha hinges on a story in the Yerushalmi, in the third perek of Maestros, perek Gimel halacha beis. The Yerushalmi says a story that Rabbi Lozo, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, was walking down the road in the marketplace, and he was eating whilst walking. And Remeir met him, and Remeir looked at him, and he says, "Rabbi Lozo, you're Talmud Chacham, you're a Rav, you're Marbitz Torah, you're a Rebbe, you shouldn't be eating in the marketplace. It's beneath you. It doesn't befit a person of your stature." So Rabbi Lozo says, "Oh, okay, fine, no problem, I'll stop." And he stopped. That's what the Gemara says in Yerushalmi. And all the Rishonim, Tosis and the Meiri, they all ask, there seems to be a clear contradiction to the Bavli. The Bavli says, "Oichel b'shok, anyone who eats in the marketplace, doyme lekelev, posel le'edos, doesn't make a difference who you are, doesn't make a difference what you do." But the Yerushalmi seems to say, the Remeir was saying to Rabbi Lozo, "If you're Talmud Chacham, it's something which you shouldn't be doing." And Rabbi Lozo says, "Okay, fine, thank you for telling me, I won't do it anymore." Is this halacha for everyone, or is it only halacha for Talmud Chacham? And the Rishonim discuss various differences between the Talmud Chacham and a regular layman, who needs to keep what and how far the halacha goes. And this will give us a clear halacha of exactly how we take this to a practical level. So there's two Mahalchim and Tosfos in Kedushin Daf Mem on the Gemara there, where he asks the question. The first Mahalchim Tosfos in Kedushin is from Rabbeinu Chananel. And Tosfos says that actually there's no issa in walking down the road and eating in public. The Yerushalmi is full Talmud Chochem. For layman, there's no Issa at all. Either Gemara says, Oichel Bashuk Dome Lekele, Apostle Eidos. That's talking about, says the Yerushalmi, somebody who goes into a shop, he steals a sandwich, he takes the sandwich, and he walks down the road. Choyte for Oichel. When does the Bavli say that you're not allowed to be Oichel Bashuk, for no matter who you are? That's somebody who steals the sandwich, and then he eats that sandwich whilst walking down the road. But if you've taken your own packed lunch from your fridge at home, and that's the sandwich which you're eating whilst walking down the road, yes, if you're Talmud Chacham Yishodon, that's the Yerushalmi. But if you're a layman, there's no problem at all. Tosis brings from Rabbi Leon a similar idea. It's only talking about somebody who goes to the shop and tries different. You know, yesterday I was in Boramwood and I wanted to buy an ice cream, so I wasn't sure which flavour to buy. So the guy said to me, you can have a little taster. So I thought, there's 10 ice creams here, I can taste the first one and then say, well, let's try that one, let's try that one, let's try. That would be Gneva's Das, that would be Gneva as well. Somebody who's not planning on buying something, unless he's taka not sure which flavour to go for. But if he knows which flavour he wants, he just wants to have a taste of everything, that would be Gneva. Says Tosis, the Gemara in Bavli, which says that Oichel Bashuk Doim Lekel Apostle Eidos is referring to somebody who goes around to the different shops, tasting different things. Oh, maybe I'll buy this, maybe let me try that. That's when you're Apostle Eidos. If you're just walking down the road eating your sandwich, nothing wrong. Talmud Chochem, yes, that's the Yerushalmi. But the Bavli is only referring to somebody who actually steals or is going with Das. Lefi these two Malchim and Tosas, there's absolutely no problem in somebody walking down the road, unless you're Talmud Chochem, which is the Yerushalmi. But anyone who's not a Talmud Chochem would be allowed to walk down the road, eating as much as he wants, day or night, as long as he hasn't stolen it from a shop, as long as he's not just taking tasters from shops and fooling the shopkeepers to have tasters, there wouldn't be a problem at all for a layman to be an Oichel Bashuk.
If people look at you as a respected person, you're going to feel, or somebody who lives a better way.
Yes, I don't know where the line of what's called a Talmud Chochem, who is considered a Talmud Chochem, if you're a respectable individual, even if you're not a Talmud Chochem, I'm not sure who would be considered a Talmud Chochem. Everyone would. So maybe if somebody wants to be called a Talmud Chacham, would have to live up to it. Now there are many other Rishonim who say, no, this is not the case. Of course, Oichel Bashuk is Doim Lekelev. Of course, you're not allowed to eat in public. And how do we understand the seeming contradiction between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi? There are many different ways. The Meiri says it depends how you're eating. If you're eating in a refined manner, then that's only for Talmud Chacham shouldn't. Walking down the road in a refined manner, that would be a Talmud Chacham shouldn't. But if you're eating, and whilst you're eating, walking down the road, you're eating in a very unrefined, undignified manner, that's for everyone. So when the Bavli says nobody should be eating in public, that's talking about if you're eating in an unrefined manner. When the Yerushalmi says that only a Talmud Chacham shouldn't, that's talking about somebody who's eating in a more refined manner. Even then, if you're Talmud Chacham, you shouldn't do so. Tosis brings from Rabbeinu Chananel. He says it depends whether you are eating bread or whether you're eating normal food. If you're eating bread, nobody should be walking down the road eating a sandwich or eating a bun or a bagel. When the Yerushalmi says only a Talmud Chacham shouldn't be eating in public, that's talking about other foods, fruit or maybe a snack, something that's less undignified to be eating in public. Others say it depends whether it's a substantial meal or whether it's a basic meal. If it's something more basic, then you wouldn't be allowed to, only if you're Talmud Chacham. If it's something more substantial, then nobody would be allowed to eat this in public. Now, two final answers that the Mefarshim, the Rishonim, the Achronim give between whether it's a din for everyone and whether it's a din just for a Talmud Chacham, and then we'll see exactly how the Shulchan Aruch paskens, which is would make the Nafka Minah for all of us. So the Beis Yosef says it depends how many people are actually there. The Beis Yosef says if it's a busy marketplace, there are loads of people there, it's teeming, then nobody would be allowed to eat in the marketplace, even if you're not a Talmud Chacham, and that's what the Bavli is referring to. The Bavli is referring to a teeming marketplace, nobody would be allowed to eat there. If, however, it's more of a quiet marketplace, a side street, it's empty, not many people there, that's a Talmud Chacham. In that place, a normal person would be allowed to eat, wouldn't be considered an Oichel Bashuk, but a Talmud Chacham should still, who has to live up in a more dignified manner, should still not eat in that place. And the final chiluk, which we will discuss this morning, is from the Yavetz. The Yavetz says there's a difference between whether you're eating whilst walking in public, or whether you're eating standing or sitting on one place. If somebody's walking down the road, down Goldstein Road, eating a sandwich, that would be an Oichel Bashuk, that would be Doim Lekelev, that would be Posel Eidos, no matter who you are. If somebody's sitting down in public, or he's maybe standing in a street, but he's not actually walking, that's specifically somebody like Rebbe Elazar ben Reb Shema, that's specifically a Talmud Chacham, somebody shouldn't be eating in such a manner. So what we've seen so far is there's a big difference between a layman and a Talmud Chacham. A Talmud Chacham, no matter which kind of eating, which kind of place, if it's in public and he's eating, he shouldn't be doing so. When it comes to a layman, we've seen various answers. Maybe it's only a problem if it's bread, maybe it's only a problem if it's something substantial, maybe it's only a problem if the place is teeming, maybe it's only a problem if he's walking, and we'll see exactly how the Shulchan Aruch paskens. I just want to read the Lashon of the Rambam in the fifth parak of Hilchus Deis. The Rambam says, Kesha'achochem oichel, when a Talmud Chochem eats, ma'ad zeharolo, the small amount which he needs to survive and to live, lo yoichlenu ele bebayis, he should only eat in his house, al shulchonoi, on his table, v'lo yoichel bechanos, not in a shop, v'lo b'shuk, not in a marketplace. That's the level that Talmud Chochem needs to live up to. But the regular layman doesn't need to live up to such a high level of Kedusha in his Achila, but there are certain levels he has to. So how does the Shulchan Aruch actually paskin? This is the Shulchan Aruch in Choshe Mishpah, Simen Lama Dalet Tzif Yud Ches. Shulchan Aruch writes, HaBezuyim, people who are undignified, Psulim Le'edus, they're forbidden from giving Edus, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't differentiate which type of Edus it is, so L'choyer would include any kind of Edus, Kedusha, Gittin, Mani, Midivreim, it's a din midrabbonon. Veheim, who are these people? Who are noshim shahoichim, people that walk, va'oichim b'shuk, and eat in the marketplace, b'fnei kala'om, in front of everyone. So it's clear from the Shulchan Aruch, the Sma, the Tumim point this out, that you have to do two different things to be an oichel b'shuk, doim elekelev. Number one, there has to be people around. If there's no one there, or if it's a little side alley or something like that, it wouldn't be a problem. And number two, has to be hoichim b'oichim, if you're eating, walking. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, somebody is walking down the road eating. Shulchan Aruch doesn't say what type of food it is, doesn't say it has to be bread, doesn't say it has to be a substantial meal. If you're walking down the road eating, and you're holchem, and it's b'fnei kala'om, then you would be posel eidus. And it's doim elekelev. The Aruch HaShulchan adds a few further tanoim, which would be even more kulidik. Aruch HaShulchan says, anoshim shaholchem, people that go, v'oichel in b'rechov todir, and they regularly eat whilst walking down the road. Achilas keva, a substantial meal. B'fnei kala'om, in front of all the people, they're called pasul eidus. So the halacha lemaisa, there seems to be a little bit of a difference between the Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan. According to the Shulchan Aruch, if you tick two boxes, if you're hochim while you're eating, and it's b'fnei kala'om, that would be asa, doim lekelef, pasul eidus. And according to the Aruch HaShulchan, it also has to be todir. If you're done as a one-off, maybe you wouldn't be pasul eidus. If it's something which you do regularly, you become pasul eidus. And it also has to be achilas keva, something substantial. If you just eat nuts while it's walking down the road, perhaps that wouldn't qualify for achilas keva. Yes.
You're taking on
rechuv and shuk, exactly the same. Yeah, so the Achareinu point out, from this Aruch HaShulchan, it seems that a street is also a shuk. A person shouldn't think that shuk means a busy marketplace or central London. The Aruch HaShulchan says clearly, berechoy, the eating in the street. So it would seem, like Mr. Joseph is saying, there's no difference whether it's a street or whether it's a marketplace, it would be the same thing. But it has to be with Nekola'am. If it's a small back alley, perhaps it wouldn't qualify for this din.
So can the Kohen
Yigimam
go and have his lunch
with Princess Park? We're going to come to halachas like this. Can a kohen when eat his lunch in Princess Park? Outdoor restaurants where there's tables and chairs on the streets, eating on buses, eating at chasanas. We're going to discuss some of these actual practical shailas now. So, number one, if somebody's actually eating whilst walking down Golders Green Road and it's a sandwich, then we would and it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon, we would all agree that would be considered oichel b'shuk, doim elekelef, and he would be certainly coming to Shulchan Aruch would be a posel eidos. Now the Siach Yitzhak in Siman Tov and Tes asks, what happens if it's night time? So it's 2 o'clock in the morning and there's nobody walking down Golders Green Road, or there's very few people. Is that called b'fnei kala'am? Because at the end of the day, it's a main road and it's a place where it could be b'fnei kala'am. Or does it actually have to be practically b'fnei kala'am? And if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and there's no one there, it's not b'fnei kala'am. So I would have assumed that no, it's night time. It's not b'fnei kala'am. And it's not a problem at all. But there are achroinim, Siach Yitzchak is unsure. There are others that say yes. If you're walking down a main road, even if there's nobody there, it would still qualify as b'fnei kol ha'om. Now chasanas. There's a very interesting tshuva in the Mishnah Halachas in Chelik Tezov Sim Samach Beis. Longvarov writes that if you go to a chasana, I think the same would apply to a kiddush, a big kiddush, where there's, he writes, a smorgasbord, and everyone's piling up their plates, and it could even be pas if you've got bridge rolls or rogalich and the like. And people are standing with plates, food, you know, piled high with food, and they're eating whilst walking around. The Mishnah Halacha says that's called a shuk, that's public. You're walking around whilst eating, you're doim in a kelev, and you're posel eidus. And the Umvar Rav writes that, you know, so I told this to somebody this week, and he says, so before the chasas even happened, you've already messed up, because the eidim are at the Kabbalah's ponim, they're already eating their aikichlich, and before you even started, the eidim kedushin apostle. And the Umvar Rav says that, you know, we go to such lengths to find kosher, eidim, and all types of chumras. He says the Masada Kedushin should find out, the first instance, does the person actually eat in public or not? And if he's eating at smorgasbords at chasanas, he would become posel.
So
one sitting at the table is okay, and one's walking around is
it? So lechayr, if you're actually sitting at a table, then you're, a Talmud Chacham perhaps shouldn't. But if you're not a Talmud Chacham, that's what we saw from the Yavetz. Sitting down would be okay for the layman, but walking around, that's called hoychim and oichlim. Now I will say there are those that disagree with the Mishnah Halachas. And not moving. So I'm not sure if it's hoychim would seem to be, they actually have to be walking around, just standing. You know, some chassids have a table where you can stand at the table and eat. I think it's actually hoilchim is the lashon of Shulchan Aruch.
So the psul edus, there's not different gedef, psul edus, chacham or
no. So we said from the Bavli it's clear psul edus is everyone. Domele Kelev is everyone. The Talmud Chacham is even if it's not psul edus, but it has to be a little bit more refined. That's what the Yerushalmi points out.
So at the table eating in a refined way, they wouldn't pass
through. Eating where? So sitting actually eating wouldn't make him possible to eat this because he's sitting. Right, but if he's actually walking around, the Mishnah. Sorry? Yeah, so the Rabbi Yitzchak Yosef Shlita quotes the Mishnah Halachas and he argues and he says that it's a big chiddush and it's something which is normal to do and it's indoors. And others say, yeah, it's not quite considered a shock, and therefore they hold that it won't be possible to eat this. So it is a machloikas. I'll just put out there what the Mishnah Halachas says. The Mishnah Halachas B'Torah Devarov quotes a story from his Rebbe. He says that he heard a meister from his Rebbe, who I think refers to the clause in the Gerov. He says that his Rebbe was once sitting in Lemberg in his room, and there was a marketplace going on in Lemberg, and he looked out of the window and he saw a Yid standing there who he didn't recognize. And he called the Yid and he says, "Come inside, you know, can you come in a second?" So the Yid saw the Sholemesh is calling me inside. "I better come inside quickly and see what I can do for him." The Yid goes inside to the room and he says to the Sholemesh, "You know, what can I do for the Rav?" So the Sholemesh says, "Can you tell me where you're from?" He says, "I'm from Krakow." So the Sholemesh says, "That's fantastic. I've got a very important letter I need to send to the Rav of Krakow. Are you able to, when you go back to Krakow, take the letter for me?" He says, "No problem, I'll do the job for you." But the Sholemesh says, it's important, it's confidential. I'm going to seal the letter. You have to guarantee we're not going to look inside the letter and take it straight to the Rav of Krakow without a delay and don't open it. No problem at all." Person, Sholemesh writes the letter, he seals it, stamps it, signs it, addresses it, and he leaves. Person takes the letter and leaves the room, and his friends say to him, "So, Sholemesh, what were you doing there?" He says, "Yeah, Sholemesh, you're relying on me for shlichus, you know, he needs me, I'm well connected." Person comes home to Krakow, he runs straight to the Rav of Krakow, and he gives him the letter. He says, "Here's the letter for you." So the Rav of Krakow takes the letter, says, "Well, who's this from?" He says, "From a Sholemesh." He opens up, and in the letter it says, "Dear Chief Rabbi of Krakow, it says that I'm the Rav of Lemberg, and I was looking out the window, and I saw the person holding this letter eating in public. And I want you to realize that as the Rav of Krakow, this person's posel edus, you can't use him for kedushin, you can't use him for gittin, you can't use him for any din Torah, and make sure you're aware, and aslacha rabba." So the person who thought he was well connected was now suddenly become a posel edus, no less by the Sholemesh himself. But upon him eating at a chasna, at a shmorgas board, whilst walking around, that would be the machloikas between the Sholemesh, between the Mishnah Halachas and others, whether it actually make you posel edus or not. Now, restaurants with outdoor tables, you know, tables on the street or on a high road, and actually sitting down. So again, the Chashuki Chemed and others, they all point out that since you're sitting down and eating while sitting down, you're not apostle eders. You're not called the Oichel Bashuk. So even though Talmud Chacham perhaps shouldn't eat in that manner, like we saw in Yerushalmi, Talmud Chacham has to live on a higher level in his Kedushas Achila, but it wouldn't actually make you apostle eders because you're actually sitting down. Talmud Chacham shouldn't, but you wouldn't become apostle eders if you do so. Eating in a bus or on an aeroplane, in a car, whilst driving. So whilst walking down Gold's Green Road, eating a sandwich, you would become posel edus. But actually in a car, the poets can say that even though we sometimes say holuch, somebody who's traveling is somebody who's traveling is as if he's walking, even if he's actually sitting at that moment. But since he's in a car or he's in a bus, again, maybe a Talmud Chacham shouldn't eat on a public bus or on a tube or on a car, on an aeroplane. But if it's a regular layman, it certainly wouldn't become posel edus if he's eating a sandwich in his car or in somebody else's car whilst traveling down the road. So what we've seen is somebody who actually is eating whilst walking down the road would certainly become posel edus according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Aruch HaShulchan, perhaps only if it was something regular. And if he's eating whilst sitting, even outdoors, then that would be okay, he wouldn't become posel edus. And if he's eating whilst walking around Achasna, that would be machlokes between the Mishnah Halachas and others, whether he would become posel edus or not. What's included in food to make him posel edus? So we saw before, many Rishonim hold it's only bread. Only if you're actually eating bread would make you posel edus. Others don't differentiate between bread and whether it's not bread, and they would say anything. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say it has to be bread. Shulchan Aruch just says, "Anoshim shaholchim va'olchim," and it doesn't say what it has to be. It would seem very clear from the Shulchan Aruch. The Bais Yosef on the Torah also doesn't differentiate whether it's bread or not. It would seem clear from the Shulchan Aruch There's no difference between whether it's bread and whether it's not bread. And no matter what a person is eating, in the marketplace, it would make him postulators if he's walking and if it's b'fnei kol am. And therefore, to walk down the road eating an ice cream or eating an ice lolly or eating nuts or eating garanim and sunflower seeds and l'choyre, that would make a person, l'choyre, again, not according to the Rishonim, that has to be bread, but according to the Shulchan Aruch and according to those who do not differentiate, it would make a person postulate eidos. And again, like we said before, it's not about postulate eidos, it's an undignified thing for a person to do. And even if a person says, I don't need to give eidos, it would still be a problem for him.
Sucking a sweet.
So sucking a sweet and coffee. Okay, so I'll go with the sweet first. Chewing gum. The Siach Yitzchak does discuss again what about sucking sweets, and his idea is that nobody can actually see you sucking the sweet. So is it about you? I'm eating, and even though nobody can see, it's still something which I'm doing. Or do we say it's just a sweet and it's inside your mouth and nobody really knows? The Siach Yitzchak is unsure. If I'm allowed to say personally, I don't think it's massive. I mean, I saw Chuv in a sefer called Divrei Boneo, I think. Gershon, how do you pronounce it? Divrei Boneo, one of the Svadash Rabbonim in Yitzhak today. And he writes in Chelik Vav, there's no problem b'chlal of eating a sweet in public. It's not called a meal. Fruit, we find in Halacha for Shalashudas, from Lav Malka, B'devdi Kibiyotza, or Mazoinus. But when it comes to just a sweet, it's not even called food b'chlal, that would be a problem. And the Gaba drinking, it's an interesting question, because we find Oichel b'shuk. Oichel would l'choyre exclude drinking. Again, the Siach Yitzchak says that it doesn't include drinking or does not include drinking. I'll share a chiddush from Rav Zalman Sorotkin about drinking in public. The Pnei Yeshua asks in Maseches Kedushin, what's pshat? The Masada Kedushin takes a becha, he makes the brocha b'yir pri agofen, and then he makes the Birchas Kedushin, the Birchas Erisin, and then he gives it to the chosn, to the kala, to drink. Why does the Masada Kedushin himself not drink the becha? And by bris, the person makes the brochas, so he gives the name to the child, and he drinks from the becha, he gives it to somebody else. It says, Abzalman Sorotskin, because the chasnas usually happen in public, they happen in the chotz of the Beis HaMedrash or on the street, and for Rav to stand there in public drinking is like Oichel B'shuk, perhaps not quite the halacha, but at least like Yerushalmi says, Oichel B'shuk, Talmud Chacham has to be even more dignified, and therefore, that's why we give it to the chosn, who's not a Talmud Chacham, and he will be the one who drinks. So the others who want to say, we see from here that drinking is a problem, it could be wine is different. The Rav is a Talmud Chacham.
Bris is in shul,
but perhaps it's not quite the shuk.
It's
indoors, but the chassas happen mamish outdoors, it would be considered a shoytzer b'shuk. But I think this is dafka for Talmud Chacham and for wine. But l'choyer, if somebody wants to drink a coffee, again, if he's a Talmud Chacham, to walk down the road drinking a coffee would be a problem. But if he's a layman, l'choyer wouldn't be included in the halacha of a oichel b'shuk, which is doyme l'kelev. I just want to finish off with a short...
How did they wrong make postulators for today?
That's a good question. How long do you remember? Can you do tshuva and say, I'm done, I'm fine? So we saw Machloekes Zadu as a one-off or many times, but can you just say, I won't do it again? We find in Chas Eidos you can do tshuva before, but I don't think it's not a chet. The Rimei Gash says, eating in public, it's not a chet. It's just that it's an undignified thing to do, which makes you possible. So I don't know if you can become a dignified person by doing tshuva. Tshuva can take away the chet, but you can't become a dignified human being a moment before the chasna if a minute ago you weren't. That's a good question, I'm not sure. Just finish up with a short...
Use the word
rogging. Yes, according to only if you do it regularly, but many others say not like that, and the Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it has to be something which is regular. The Yismach Moshe and Pashas Vayikra, just to wrap up the Indian of eating, because the Yismach Moshe and Pashas Vayikra asks, a korban, person does a chet, you bring a korban, you shecht it, he's fine, he's sorted. Why does a korban bring a kapara for a person? And also, the Gemara Brocha says that nowadays there's no korban, a shulchan is adam machapa, your table, your dining room table is the mizbeah, that's machapa for you. How does that bring a kapara? It says the Yismach Moshe that when a person brings a korban and he shechts the korban, he's thinking at the time, he should be thinking when he brings the korban, what right do I have to shecht the korban? Well, the korban is a living, it was a living being a minute ago, what right do I have to kill this animal? Has to be, thinks the person, there's a hierarchy in the world. There's animals, and I'm slightly higher up in the hierarchy of living beings. If there's a hierarchy, then who's above me? HaKadosh Baruch is above me. Bringing a korban makes a person realize there's a hierarchy in the way things are, and if I'm above the animal, HaKadosh Baruch is above me, and that's why korban is a kapara. It's the thought behind the korban. Says the Yismach Moshe, when a person eats at home at his table, and he thinks to himself, I'm eating a steak now, what right do I have? What right do I have to eat meat? What right do I have to kill animals, to kill cows and sheep for my pleasure? Because there's a hierarchy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a certain hierarchy in place. If so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is above me, and I need, if the animal's there to serve me, then I need to be there to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we should all be zoichim et Hashem to eat with some amount, a little bit of thought, not to be doyme l'kelev, just going around eating without thought, to eat with thought, and to be zoicha to shulchan shel adam mechapa, and actually to bring the real karbonos in the Beis HaMikdash, the V'yaskel tzedek, v'mehirah v'meinu, amen.
Shkayach, shkayach.